Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Tzitzik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day, Yom Rabi'i, the 17th day of the month of Shvat, and already Yom Chamishi, the 18th day of Shvat in Eretz Yisrael. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ari Federgrun of B'nai Israel Oaf Tzedek in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Federgrun's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu, both Hebrew, followed by English, followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim. And finally, we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Federgrun will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those that we are davening for. For whatever reason, for whatever purpose we're on the call, whether for ourselves or for others, davening for those in need of a refuah shalema, for those looking to get married, those who are yearning for healthy children, for parnasa, for chizik, whatever reason you're on this call, we thank you for being with us, for the opportunities for us to bring our tefillos together. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. That link, again, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program for whatever reason, to celebrate a simcha, to commemorate a yard site, we always appreciate the dedication. Be done at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Federer.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you for including me in this call of chizuk. It's really unbelievable that so many people gather together on a daily basis to hear words of chizuk and to daven together for all of Klal Yisrael. In this week's Parsha, we have the highlight of the Parsha, which is Maimon Har Sinai. It's receiving the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it seems to be that it's very specific that the Torah tells us that before we have Maimon Har Sinai, before we can receive the Torah as a collective group, we first have the Parsha of Yisro. We first have the Parsha, we have the story of Vayishma Yisro. The Yisro heard, and he comes and he joins with Klal Yisrael. And I wanted to just give one word, one idea, about why it's necessary that we have Yisro coming before we receive the Torah. What is the depth? What is the deeper meaning behind Vayishma Yisro? If we look at the various Rishonim and the Mefarshim on Vayishma Yisro, on Shmiah, the role of Shmiah as opposed to the word Re'iyah, that Shmiah requires an added level of depth, of focusing in on understanding. Shmiah is when either you hear from afar, you don't hear, it's not right in front of you. Re'iyah could be something which is right in front of you. Or as the Sforno explains, that Shmiah is not about it being in front of you, but it's history. It's something which has taken place in the past, and it's still on your mind. You're making sure that it's still relevant and still a part of you, as opposed to Re'iyah, which is something which is in the present. It doesn't necessarily have to be, according to the Sforno, in front of you, but it's in the present. It's something which is on our mind already. And so Shmiah is really this idea of seeing beyond just what that face value, looking deeper and taking that ability to understand and take that deeper. And that's what Yisro does as he joins Klal Yisrael. And I believe that it's a necessary precondition before we receive the Torah on Har Sinai, that before we receive the Torah and have that unique relationship that we continue to have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be a people of Shmiah. We have to learn from Yisro to be that people who delve into that are deeper, that have that deeper understanding of how to take ideas and concepts that are around us, events that are around us, and how to make them a part of who we are. And so on that note, I just want to share a story that I shared with my own shul this past Shabbos in a different context, but I found it personally to be a very inspiring story, and I think it relates to what we're talking about. It's something it's an article that I read this past week from Dovi Safir. He was describing a specific unit in the army, the Asar Darom unit, the army unit. that was established in 2004. It was established in 2004 after 13 soldiers were killed, Rahman al-Tan. They were killed in Gaza. Their body parts were scattered across the sand of Gaza, and this unit was created under the chief military of the rabbinate, with one single mission, to make sure that every single fallen soldier has a proper kvura, with a name, with dignity, with a place that a family can visit. That's why they were created in 2004, and they continue to be established since then until today. Unfortunately, throughout the war since October 7th, they recovered hundreds of bodies, soldiers, civilians. They would recover them days later, weeks later, sometimes piece by piece. They were never forgotten, and they were established because they realized they had that shmiah to say that we will focus on every single individual. Every single individual, nobody will be forgotten, not a single person. They saw a need, and they acted upon that need. For example, in one instance, that the team was brought into, this is what Dovi Safir writes about, they were brought into a basement of a Gaza hospital that Hamas converted into military infrastructure. And he told them that in some sub-basement room, there were large construction stacks, each one packed with what looked like dirt and rubble. Each sack had to be opened. Each one had to be sifted through by hand, slowly and carefully, just to find something, some belonging of somebody who has not yet been found, just to provide some comfort to some family in Eretz Yisrael. It's an unbelievable work that they did. And it was them. It was the Yassar the Room unit that was there last Monday, when Ron Gvili was found, and it was them who were singing Ani Mamin as they brought him home. It's a unit that was created with the sense of shmiya, with a sense of understanding that we have to look deeper than just our regular daily lives and find something to connect to, some meaning to connect to. And the Medrash discusses the concept of shmiya, the uniqueness of the ear that we have. The Kaddish Baruch Hu in the Medrash says that when a person goes to a doctor, says, and they're in pain, if a person falls, they fall from a roof. So a person falls, so then they're in pain, their whole body is aching, their whole body is in pain and suffering. The way to heal that is each part, limb by limb, you have to heal it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that when it comes to our ruchnius, even if our whole body is in pain and we're suffering, there's one element of our body which can change everything, and that's the ear. The one body part which can change everything, the ear, just by listening, just by focusing, so then we're able to have a complete change that could change our entire ruchnius. If we were to focus on what's around us to see what could I do? How could I be involved? How could I help? What's going around? So that could make a complete change. One last Dvar Torah, one last idea that reflects this concept that we're discussing is that the Pasuk says in Shema, we all say it every day, Lo Sasur Acharei Levavchem V'Acharei Einechem, that Lo Sasur, you shouldn't follow after your heart and after your eyes. And I forgot who says this, but it's said that it should really be after your eyes and then after your heart. We first see, and then we could, and then Acharei Levavchem, so then we have the heart to analyze. But it's not true. It's not true that we first need the lev, we first need the heart, we first need the feeling, and then after we have that feeling, we have that sense that we have to look and to feel with another, so then our eyes could see and our eyes could persevere, our eyes could perceive properly. That it first comes from the lev, it first comes from the heart, from the sense of feeling, that sense of shmia, and then we'll be able to see either properly or in the public improperly. Okay, on that note, we'll say now Tehillim for Klal Yisrael and for individual people that are in Tsar, and in, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should give them a quick recovery. Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf, 20. L'Amaseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Alei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'Lozcha Yidash Nosela Yitei Mecha Kilvavecha V'Chol Atzatzcha Yimalei Niran Nav Yishua Secha V'Shem Aleinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishal Osecha Ata yadati ki oshia adonai mishicho, yaneyu mishmei kacho, bigvaros, yisha yimino, eile varecha veile vasusim, vanachnu b'shem adonai lehinu noskir, hei makaru v'nafalu, vanachnu komnu v'nisodod, adonai oshia hamelech aneinu v'yom kareinu. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir Lamalo Sesoi Noel Rim Mayayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Mayim Adonai Yose Shamayim Avaret Al Yitain Lamo Rebacha Yanum Shomerecha Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecha Naitulcha Yadiminecha Yomam Hashemesh Leyakeka V'Yareach Balayla Adonai Yishmarcha Mikara Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeitzcha V'Echa Me'ata V'Adolam Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130 Shir Amalos Mimamakim Mikarasicha Adonai Adonai Shema V'Koli Tienot Nacha Kashuva Uflikol Tachanunai Im avonos tishmarya Adonai emi amod Ki imechas licha l'man tivarei Ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi V'zaro hukalti Nafshi l'Adonai mishomim laboker Shomerim laboker Yachel Yisrael el Adonai Kim Adonai chesed v'arbeim ofidus V'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosom. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anesunim batzaru v'ashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha, makom yirachem aleyem, v'yotziyem mitzar lervacha, me'afele lo'ora, u'mishibu l'gula hashta bagalos makariv, v'namar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from the oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. I will say the Misha Berach L'Chayei Tzahal, the prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Misha Berach Avosenu Avram Yisrael V'Yakov, who Yivarech Chayelei Tzvah Ganal Yisrael V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim HaMishmar Atzenu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul Avanon V'Midbar Mitzrayim, מן הים הגדול, הלבא הרבה, בכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. יתן אדוני יסבינו, הקמים עלינו, נגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צער וצוק ומכל נגל ומחלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברסננו תחתיהם ויעטרם בחסר ישועה ועטרת ניצחון. ויקיים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם עליכם לכם, ולברכם לכם ולעם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. I'll conclude with the Misha Berach for the Cholim. We'll pause for anybody to insert any names that they know of for a quick refuah. Misha Berach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech Asah Cholim. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם לרפאם, לחזקם לחיוסם, וישלח להם מי רפואה שלמה משמיים לכל עבריהם ולכל גדיהם, בסוף שער כל ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתא בגלוב זמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Federgren. True schuss to have you on. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the year to Hashem in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help behind the scenes and the coordination of the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a few moments of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.